Good morning, a Monday morning and a wintry Monday morning. A reminder to all to take it slow this morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. He can testify to that because, as you pointed out to me, Alan, the Berkshires, one of those spots that really got hit with snow.
Well, all I know is this was really something. We really had a huge amount of snow in the Berkshires. When she got down to the Freebie 90 past the toll booths, it got a little bit better, a lot better, as a matter of fact. But it was frightening going through West Stockbridge this morning and other places. People have to really be very careful.
Certainly dangerous travel today. Winter storm warnings in effect till 7 p.m. Wind advisories, especially for those higher elevations. You know who you are. Just take it slow.
That's right.
Now to the news of the day. What a weekend. Let's start in Washington, D.C., Alan, where many will find this disturbing. Alt-right exults in election. This coming out by the alt-right and extreme fringe popular and white supremacist groups even included the sign of Heil Hitler.
The maggots are coming out from under the log. You move the log and it's going to happen. And it's unbelievable. Now, it's fascinating that the Trump reaction has been at very least muted. We haven't heard much from him. At one point he said, well, that's not right. But we do know that this is really a scary time for America. We have seen the parallels before. I've warned of it before. He's appointed some real hardliners to his cabinet. There is a question now as to whether or not it moves further right than that. This is the way that it has started in other times, but it is scary, to put it mildly.
From that to the ties to Donald Trump in an editorial in the New York Times. Donald Trump's swamp gets murkier, Alan. A disturbing number of lobbyists and special interest players are joining the transition team.
I have no doubt about it, David. One of the reasons that people were optimistic about Trump in some quarters was that he was an alternative to the existing system. Now it turns out that it's anything but. As you have the lobbyists coming out, I do know that Trump made a big show about he didn't want any lobbyists on the transition team. And yet their influence is obviously palpable. We're seeing it. And we are seeing that, you know, business partners of Trump from all over the world, at latest is India, showing up, staying in his hotels, and sort of smiling at the whole thing. It is going to be a very long 4 years. And what I'm hearing from people who don't like Trump is that it's a time for courage. It's a time for individuals to speak out. You know, we have this march on Washington on the day after the inauguration. Now it turns out there's a big march that's going to occur in New York City, too. And on the same day, going from, basically 14th Street up to the Trump Tower, we're going to see a lot of the kind of friction we haven't seen really since the 1960s.
If you weren't paying attention this weekend, you may have missed it. The settlement came in the Trump University fraud case. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, of course, bringing the case, settled for what is apparently $25 million now.
Well, that's got to be divided an awful lot by the people who claim that they were hurt by Trump University over advertising what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. $25 million for Donald Trump is a tip. That's all. And I don't know who's going to pay that, whether he's insured or what happens. But I can say he bragged about it. He said, considering what they were asking for, this was very little. He was right about that.
Is it right not to vote? Many in the neighborhood didn't vote. Listen to this article. And few regret it, Alan. Wisconsin had its lowest voter turnout in 16 years, and Donald Trump won the state by just 27,000 votes. Milwaukee's District 15 had the biggest drop. The question is why, but I've heard other folks not in those states say they didn't vote and they don't regret it.
David, there are those who feel they have been forgotten by the system, and that's what this election was all about. It is a huge thing for the Democrats to remember that when you have, you know, candidates who are hobnobbing with those people at the very top, even in the Democratic Party, especially in the Democratic Party, then people are feeling that this system is not appropriately watching out for them. That's what the story of this election was.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Take it slow this morning. It's that time.
You bet, David. It was terrible over there in the Berkshires.